What's happening locally? The news.
And it is that time for us to take our look, this morning's look, our Friday morning look, our last look for this week, some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama. The Ministry of Health reported in the last 24 hours that there have been 1,221 new cases of COVID-19 and 6 deaths. The epidemiological report for this Thursday also indicates that 9,749 tests were applied, returning a positivity of 12.5%. With the 6 new reported deaths, the number of deaths since the pandemic arrived in the country now amounts to 7,993 for a lethality of 1.1%. The ministry also explained that the active cases in the country total 11,241. Of these, 10,897 are in home isolation, and it is specified that 10,820 are at home and 77 in the so-called hospital hotels. In addition, we have 344 patients that are hospitalized, 292 of those are in the wards, and 52 are in the intensive care units. Due to the complaints of a dozen Ngāgābe Bukli indigenous citizens, the Ministry of Health began on Thursday an investigation into the alleged surgical procedures of salpingectomy in its facilities. Now, according to the complaints, the surgical procedure was performed on them in hospital facilities without due consent. Salpingectomy consists of the removal of the fallopian tubes in women, which leaves them in a situation of sterility. According to a statement from the ministry, reports were requested from the regional health authorities of the Ngāgābe Bukli region and in the provinces of Bocas del Toro and Veraguas. Well, after requesting reports, the health region of the Ngāgābe Bukli explained that in the recent years there has been no sterilization program, while the Bocas del Toro health region reported that Guillermo Sanchez Hospital selectively performs salpingectomy on Friday afternoons and Saturday mornings. Meanwhile, in the hospital of the Chiricano East in San Felix, no salpingectomy is performed. For its part, at the Luis Chico Fabrica Hospital in Santiago, this surgical procedure is currently suspended. The Ministry of Health recalled that public and private medical centres must comply with the requirements established in Law No. 68 of the 20th of November of 2003, which regulates the rights and obligations of patients. The students of the Autonomous University of Chiriquí, UNACHI, feel offended because the rector, Edelvina Medianero de Bonagas, wants to perpetuate her place in power. This was expressed by the student leader, Max Sanjo, one of the hundreds of participants in a protest held this Thursday in front of the UNACHI headquarters in the city of David. It is about at least 200 students of this house of higher studies who reject a legislative initiative that would allow the current rector to be elected for a third consecutive time. That re-election not only undermines university autonomy, but also causes corruption in the university, he said. Well, Sanjur said that with these demonstrations, they seek to put an end to the corruption that exists within UNACHI. A recent investigation by La Prensa was able to corroborate that UNACHI is appointed to positions of the government of President Laurentino Cortizo, who receive high salaries as teachers and administrators. Added to this is nepotism, since relatives of Medianero de Bonagas, as well as her main allies, are part of the circle. A student just out of the 6th year of school is part of the administrative staff, when the rest of us have to finish a degree, Sanjur complained. We are tired of having relatives inside an entire roster of a single family in UNACHI, he added. Well, regarding the appointment of entire families in UNACHI, the rector, Medianero de Bonagas, has affirmed that she is not the one who hires. Any professional who has their credits and titles as teachers and as civil servants, they are present or present their documentation and human resources, and if they meet the requirements, they are appointed, she told La Prensa. Sanjur invited the entire Chirican civil society to join these protests. The UNACHI belongs to everyone, including citizens from other provinces who come to be educated here, he added. Well, later the students went to the headquarters of the government of Chiriquí to request that Governor Juan Carlos Muñoz assist them. The passenger visitor movement through the different entry points to the country exceeded 350,000 travellers in the month of January of this year, the National Migration Service reported on Thursday. Now, according to the entity's report, the total figure was 369,287 travellers who passed through immigration control posts, of which 198,030 were registered as incoming and 171,257 as departures. The migratory flow of January of 2022 represented a significant increase in people transiting compared to the same month of January of 2021, when 11,938 travellers were registered at a time when Panama was going through the second wave of the COVID-19 pandemic. The increase in people travelling in January of 2022 was 357,349. Migration data specify that by air in January, 322,870 people were registered, while by land 40,891 and by sea 5,562 people. In addition, it was reported that during January, 91,354 Panamanians were mobilized. Regarding the nationalities of foreigners, the passage of 50,681 Americans, 46,739 Colombians, 26,522 Costa Ricans and 18,610 Venezuelans are detailed. This includes mobilizations between entrances and exits to Panama. The judicial branch already has the $15 million earmarked for the implementation of the judicial career. The transfer of departure was approved unanimously by the Budget Committee of the National Assembly on Wednesday afternoon. The presiding magistrate, Maria Eugenia Lopez, appeared before the commission. Lopez thanked President Laurentino Cortizo for committing to provide these funds to the judicial branch and to the Assembly for expeditiously approving the funds. This, she explained, will be used in order to hire and reinforce staff of the dependencies that serve as base for the judicial career. Lopez stated that it is a citizen demand that officials in the justice system hold their positions by merit and competence. You can have the intention and the will, but if you don't have the resources, we can't carry out the implementation, Lopez told the commission. The pro-government deputy, Raul Pineda, assured that both President Laurentino Cortizo and Vice President Jose Gabriel Carrizo are committed to strengthening justice. The commission also approved departure transfers in favour of the Comptroller General of the Republic and the Ministries of Education and Health. Pineda suspended the discussion on transfers for the Ministries of Government, Culture and Security, as well as for the Ombudsman's Office due to time issues. For a total of $16,537,752, that was the transfer of items that the National Assembly approved Wednesday to the Ministry of Education, MEDUCA, so that it fulfills commitments such as the construction of modular classrooms, the advance payment of works, painting works, appointment of teachers, among others. The Minister of Education, Maruja Gordeda Villalobos, specified before the Budget Commission of the Assembly that $7,562,657 are for the appointment of 1,819 educators who will complete the 3,061 positions of the National Appointment Contest for 2022. In addition, she said that they require another $3,268,213 for the payment of contracts for the construction of schools in Cerro Balsa, Cerro Guasimo, Cerro Madera and Cerro Patena in the Nacabe-Bugli region. MEDUCA aims to have 80% of the schools ready for the start of 2022 school year on the 7th of March, after students have received distance learning for 2 years now due to the pandemic. The head of the National Directorate of Traffic Operations, Fernando Sanger, announced that the vehicular operation for the dates of the carnival will begin at noon on Friday, the 25th of February. Sanger specified that he has already coordinated with the Transit Authority to carry out the respective actions, and it will be the same as the operations carried out on previous special dates. Starting Friday at noon until Tuesday, Sanger said about the duration of the operation, lane inversions will be made so that there can be no more condescending vehicular flow with the drivers, said Sanger. Similarly, he stressed that traffic agents will be vigilant on the roads to monitor the speed of drivers with radars and with equipment to measure alcohol status. It was reported that the points where the lane inversions will take place and the respective schedule will be announced later. And the Land Traffic and Transportation Authority, the ATT&T, in coordination with other entities, is analysing different proposals to modify the penalties for driving while intoxicated and speeding. One of the main initiatives is being considered and debated is to cancel the driver's licence of those who commit a fourth offence for driving while intoxicated. Carlos Ordenes, General Director of the ATT&T, explained that this is the second interinstitutional meeting held to analyse the proposals presented and stated that it is also being suggested not so much to increase economic sanctions, but rather that people go through talks about alcoholic consumption. There is the idea of talks by Alcoholics Anonymous so that these repeat offenders have to go through re-education before driving again, said Ordonez, who added that people must receive a document that guarantees that they have complied with this training. He specified that they already have the table with the restrictions for the license for driving while intoxicated and that the document is cancelled after the fourth sanction. A consensus has been reached at the table and, above all, taking the drivers to re-education, said Sanjar, is one of them. Representatives Tito Rodriguez participated in the meeting representing the Assembly and expressed that modifying the sanctions for these offences must go hand in hand with training both drivers and pedestrians with talks. And that's it. There we go. There's our look at some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama, compiled for you this morning on The Breakfast Show.